Simin Shalom Vav Sif Beis. Sometimes the roots of the tree come out of the ground and they go above ground. And the Mechaber says they have Shar Sheil on the roots of the tree, which don't tend to have fruit on them. If there are more than three Tvachim above the ground, it's Asim Mishtamish with them. Same way we had by the branch of the tree itself. Less than three Tvachim off the ground, it's Mutta Mishtamish them, because they're like part of the ground. It's the same criteria of more than three Tvachim off the ground or less than three Tvachim off the ground. If it's more than three Tvachim off the ground, you cannot sit on them, you cannot use them. If it's less than three Tvachim off the ground, it could sell like part of the Kark and you could use them. The Mishnah Berurah discusses also a yerek of vegetables, less than three Tvachim off the ground. For sure mutter, it would not be taller than the machlekes that we had in the previous sif between the Ramah and the Taz about yerek, because less than three Tvachim off the ground is always going to be mutter. A small bush, anything less than three Tvachim off the ground will be mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are places that will say that if you have a low bush or a vegetable less than three Tvachim off the ground, where there's pears in it, there's already fruits that somebody might want to eat, fruits and vegetables that are edible. So then even less than three Tvachim off the ground, some are machmer, because then there's a chashash, they're actually going to pull off the fruit in order to eat them. So it's only when there's nothing edible there that we're make a less than three Tvachim off the ground. But if there's something edible in there, it's always going to be usher. Once it's more than three Tvachim off the ground, then it's going to be usher. Anything that's hard, as opposed to something soft, they were not gezer on. That was the maskana we had in the previous sif. And the Mechaber says, let's say you have roots that go up and down. At one point, they're above three Tvachim off the ground, then they go lower, down to the ground again. So on the spot, they're more than three Tvachim above the ground, it's also a send them, but the Mishtamish them. Less than three Tvachim off the ground, it's mutter. It depends on the actual spot. That's where it goes by. The Mechaber also discusses if it's more than three Tvachim above the ground, but on one side, it's less than three Tvachim off the ground. Mishnah Berurah explains the ground that goes up, it's a little bit on a hill. So therefore, even though most of the roots are more than three Tvachim of the ground, but on one spot, on one side, it's less than three Tvachim of the ground, because on that side, the ground goes up. Since on the other three sides, it's usher, because more than three Tvachim of the ground, even the fourth side, we don't look at the fact that it's closer to the ground there, it's usher to sit on a mishtamish of this root. Suppose the Mishnah Berurah explains that if on two sides, it appears to be more than three Tvachim of the ground, but two sides, it's closer to the ground, then you can make on those two sides, which it appears to be closer to the ground, less than three Tvachim. It's only if on three sides it's more than three Tvachim off the ground, then even the fourth side is usher. But if it's two and two, so where it's more than three Tvachim off the ground is usher, and less than three Tvachim on the ground is mutter. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, you allow a walk in a field that has grass on Shabbos, where the grass is moist or the grass is dry. Even though it's possible by you walking on the grass, some of it is going to get detached from the ground, it will be kitzer, it will be toilish, uprooting it from the ground. Still, it's not your kavano, that's not what you're trying to do, nor is it psikratio. It's not certain that's going to happen. Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, that if after you finish walking there, you look at the bottom of your feet or the bottom of your shoes, you do see some grass got detached from the ground. That grass is now muksan. You cannot take it off your feet or off your shoes, because since Ben Shmosh at the beginning of the Shabbos is attached to the ground, now it got separated, so now it will be muksa. Mishnah Berurah also says to look in the Bir Alocha, where he writes more about Richus, and there he says that the grass was tall grass, and you run in it, it's a psikratia. It's certain that you can uproot the tall grass from the ground, and that'll be usher to do. Not only will running be usher, it's possible even walking fast will be usher on tall grass. So it's really a very practical shiloh. If you know for sure that grass will get uprooted, it's usher to do it. If it's not for sure, it's not psikratia, since it's not your kavana, so it's mutter to do it. The Mechaber also says that people like to eat in the garden, they cannot wash their hands over the grass, because withering the grass can help it grow. And even though it's not their kavana, it's a psikratia. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what if it's a garden that's not yours, nor does it belong to somebody that you're friendly with, and you cannot care less, you do not care if the grass grows, if the fruit grow over there. So it's a psikratia lanichle, because even though it's certain it's going to make it grow, it's not your kavana, nor do you have any benefit, nor do you care that the things should grow on that gina, on that garden, since you have nothing to do with the person who owns that garden. There are poiskim who are mekel, but the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that many poiskim, back in Simcha Shemchah, are machmer, even psikresh lo nichle, are machmer on lechatchilo, and therefore it seems the maskan of Mishnah Berurah is the one she machmer, never to pour water in the garden where it's going to make the grass grow, even if it does not belong to him, and even if the garden does not belong to somebody who he knows. Mechaber says the one could matam erglaim, if one needs a place to go to the bathroom for katanim, so that will be mutter in the grass, because kavan is not to make it grow, nor is it a psikresh that's going to make it grow, because it's not something that by its teva causes the grass to grow, and any other maskal that don't cause things to grow will all be mutter. Mishnah Berurah says, for example, wine, which is very sharp, and any other maskal that has these attributes that do not make grass grow, do not make fruit grow. The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham, Chatchila, one should always be careful, even by other maskim, other things besides water, maybe it does make things grow, but the Eli Rabba says that wine, which is very sharp, we know does not make things grow, and therefore for sure it's mutter. Pimagonim says that by beer, or made the vash, is also made out of honey, there's mine, there's water as an ingredient, and therefore by those will be usher. Tirma says that's good to eat machmer, not to eat in gardens, if you can mishtamish there with water, because it's very hard to be careful not that water should not fall into the grass. Mishnah Berurah brings in the Tassim, they also be careful if the garden is more than Shiv Mavish Yirayim, more than a certain size area, the size of the Chatzah Mishkan, has Nineveh Karmelis, and it's also to carry there, even if it's fenced in. Therefore, you have to be careful not to eat there, because you end up carrying more than 4 amas, and that'll be also, even if it's a garden that does not belong to you.